Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
There's some water.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Into our Friday Night Live tonight. We're going to get to this new track. It's by Lecrae and Verse Simon. It's called By Chance. And then we're going to come back, check in, see what Miss Unbelievable got going on and see what else we got going on for the rest of the show. So welcome to Friday Night Live. Here's some new music.
I've seen so many.
You're not here by
impossible
whatever.
Impossible, you know?
Just check out the song.
If we can do it,
Radio Live.
It can be done.
Online music with a rah.
And if you got God on your side, then there's nothing you can't do. What you waiting for?
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can't. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be as strong.
I was working on the beast, he was working on the written. We just hope someone would listen. Got that test, they 116, and they had nothing but a mission. Missed a couple months of rent, but whoa, we done came a long way now. Huh. And got me listening when I pray now. Came from country roads and riding on a train, and now we on that private plane, and I ain't flexing, I'm just saying, why? So tell me what you waiting for. You ain't gotta sell them things no more. Went to Philly, told the city, free McMillie. If he ever need to talk, I hope he know I'm out
of
brain
form. Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can't. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan.
Friday Night Live on Monstrous Radio.
Well,
rah!
My ladies, they was born
all born in the 80s. They got struggles, they got babies, but they all in ain't no maybes. Seen them hustle from the bottom, getting to it on the daily. It's enough to drive you crazy, even in that new Mercedes, yeah. See them grinding till they shoes scuff. My shawty used to drive the school bus. Never act like she too good for it. Sleeping on the floor when they was shooting up the hood, bruh. No, mama, what you waiting for? Start that business, go and get it, girl. Don't let them tell you you can't do it. Brought you to it, bring you through it. You know God gon' help you do it, girl.
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can't. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
Yeah, by chance.
Okay.
You like that?
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Had to slap that in on y'all on a Friday night. That's to get people ready for the weekend, right?
Yes. I got to put that in rotation. What's up?
Right. So, all right. So, that's what's up. So, all right, y'all. Y'all know what it is. It's Friday Night Live. You know, we get y'all ready for the weekend. You know, we spin some music. We got some fashion tips. What else we got for them throughout the show there, Miss Unbelievable?
You know, we got who's bumping who, who's getting fad, known as the entertainment gossip news. We got the weather. And, you know, just anything that will get you couples or you singles ideas of what to do this weekend.
Right. So, all right, so let's see. I got some music. Some new music. Some music we introduced to y'all. Monstrous Monday, fun throughout the week. Let's see what else we gonna have. We got some independent music. I mean, should we do requests on a Friday night? I don't know. They might mess up our rotation. I don't know.
But, I mean, it may help them get their little groove on before they go out. Because, you know, right now, they sipping on something getting ready. They sipping on a little something getting ready. You know what I'm saying? Get a little something. They may be like, ooh, I need that to add to my little something.
Right. Okay. Or I might need something. I can go up and ask the DJ to help move the crowd. Get it?
Right. Yeah.
I can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right, let's see. What do we got? Matter of fact, I got a track that, and see if you could think of a track that you might want to have fun. I got something that I'm going to play that when you requested that Neo, that was hot, but I had something a little hotter to spin behind it. It is.
I got one already.
You got one?
I got one. I know what I want to hear. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to see what it is, what you're going to have coming up. Check it out, y'all. This is called Clap Your Hands. It's by an artist by the name of Grace. I think you're going to like this Friday Night Live Radio.
Another time I got to stand out just to stand in line. I got some questions on my mind and things I can't explain. Like why I feel like going dancing every time it rains. And why is there the pain? And why I need ID when you know it's me. Why you make me play a 10-01 with two tennis free. We get so caught up in life we lose the simplicity. We make heaven hell and it's hard to tell. But I'm fucking real, I don't know. I'm confused, tell me where should I go. Life's a breeze but I swear that we blow it. But I'm fucking real, I don't know. Leaning on a fairy tale, sugar coated. Looking like a house for sale, we don't own it. Oh. Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands. The world. Cause I can't abide it. And throw my hands to the ceiling. Lift your hands if you're with me. Come on.
but I'm fucking real, I don't know. I'm confused, tell me where should I go. Life's a breeze, but I swear that we blow it. But I'm fucking real, I don't know. Leaning on a fairy tale, sugar coated. Looking like a house for sale, we don't own it. Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands. The world ain't gonna fall, so break your stance. Cause you gotta let it go if you wanna dance. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all.
All that we are is mere humans with flaws. We took bruises and scars till we come out on top. Don't know the answers, so we take our chances. We need second chances, so we never stop.
What is to come ain't clear, so we find the calm in the storm we hear.
Future's uncertain, take it day by day.
Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap now. Clap your hands, y'all people, clap your hands.
The world.
All right, clap your hands twice if you're looking good right now and say, I'm living monstrous. So, all right.
I'm looking monstrous. All right. Clapping them damn hands.
So, all right. All right, we're going to get into our monstrous radio weather report. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what's going on. I'm supposed to do the weather report tonight. And I'm just going to say like this. In Paris, it's nice today. In London, it's pretty good.
Oh wow!
In Atlanta, it's feeling pretty beautiful outside. New York, it's cool.
I can't get it in.
And here in Minneapolis, it's a nice day to take a walk. We're just gonna say it like that. it is.
If you in Atlanta. Take shelter, because it's got a thunderstorm in Atlanta. Take shelter. Be safe. Homeboy, just sad.
That's right. But right now, it's nice outside. Y'all good. But in a little
it's
bit,
nice
it's
nice outside?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Y'all going to just have them, you going to just have them just out there, just,
I'm gonna mess up the
just
whole
out there,
me.
Huh?
So
wow.
On Monster's Radio, he said it was going to be
they said it was
here.
Great. Get struck by
okay,
lightning.
Okay, stop it. Okay, you know what? You're going too far, player. What song you going to request? What you got? What you want?
I need some J-Lo De Niro, because, you know, that's what I'm trying to get out in these streets right now. Some De Niro. That's what I'm trying to get up off these streets right now.
Okay. Here we go. Friday Night Live.
All right, y'all. Hit us up. 424-243-9649. Press 1. Calero.
Stick it up to the ceiling. More money. Cállate la boca. Let me finish.
More money.
Every day I'm alive, I make a killing.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I swear I'm going to get it. Yo quiero dinero. Money talk, but man talking bilingual. I should be cuffed though, cause I don't do singles. In love with the money, so no need to mingle. Just back it up, hot talk, yeah, back it up. Holla at that if you acting up. You ain't got that, you can sit with us, yeah. Design the frames, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double day. Grand just hit me, said he on the way. They gon' do what I say. So Cardi B and J Lo talk behind my back, but never up in my face though. I just want my money, chips, guac, and queso. Y'all can kiss my ass. Dame un beso. Dominicana, drippin' the sauna. I got the juice, no Tropicana. I got the box that got the most flavor. Big fat cat like in the bodega. Still making money move. Tell me what you think. Merengue to the money, bachata to the bank. I fess it up, I'm nice sofrito. I need my money, yo necesito. I told ya, I'm Chef Selena. I backhand a bitch like Serena. We need the guap, run up in your spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. Two bad bitches that came from the Bronx. Cardi from the pole and Jenny from the Bronx. The D little D
Dinero.
I just want the D little D little. I just want the D little D little.
Yo quiero, yo quiero.
You ain't getting no pesos. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Stack it up like Legos. Quiero dinero.
Yeah, I hustle day by day. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Check it out. We gonna switch lanes.
Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you sling all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Riding around town, window down, blowing stress out. Bust a blunt, save a split, throw the rest out. No speed, no care, fuck a seat down. Burning up the street till my dad light blink. Niggas don't like me cause I don't bling bling. But the hell with the shiny shit, money is a thing. Listen, out the God life, I know my circle not perfect. Even Frank Lucas, no attention, not worth it. Showing up for people like working in a circus. So I dress with a purpose like a soldier in the service. If you're doing numbers with the squares like it's dominoes. Breaking bricks, getting money like a Mario. Next move, keep it to yourself, they don't need to know it. And if they hate, tell them this, can't stop the money flow, bitch.
Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. Said I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you sling all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody got miles to feed. I make it work from a check every 2 weeks. Every double bag you see ain't money and weed. I work hard, play harder than an athlete. Taking pay vacays on multiple days. And I travel anywhere except out of space. Looking better than the rest, I feel out of place. Never worry about the bitches that be all in my face. Fuck a thot and the pills they pop. Grind on my mind, legal money don't stop. Never worry about a setup from the fans that fight. Only time I hustle back was if I cover wide out. Run around. You can tell I got money from the Bulls and Bigs. All I do is invest in expensive trips. Watch a game where the Yankees play in the Bronx. Getting paid on the day, all living it up. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. Said I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to
are the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you sling all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Yeah, I hustle day by day.
And I hustle day by day.
Everybody
hey.
Don't trap.
Legal money where I'm at,
everybody don't trap.
Everybody don't trap.
Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap.
Yeah, on a Friday
okay.
night.
Okay. I did not lie.
You know how we do it from the Twin Cities.
Monster Slay.
Lie.
Everybody on track. Yeah, yeah, baby.
All right. We're about to get ready okay. to get into this entertainment news, also known as the okay. gossip lifestyle of who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Side, Miss Unbelievable. What is we gonna be on tonight?
Okay, so I'm gonna run it down, and I need you to say, "Hey, go with that one." Give you another job. So, singer Chris Brown arrested. Tiffany Haddish shuts down X. Jesse Williams child support. Keisha Cole. And then Lil Tory Lanez. Lane is?
Lane? Tory Lane?
What do you want? Tory Lane, okay. Tory Lane, my bad. Who
oh,
you want
okay.
first?
Which one went first?
Who you want first? Who you want first?
Let's go with the Haddish lady that shuts down the edge. And then after that, I want that Chris Breezy. But what's going on with the Haddish
All right,
lady?
All right. Okay, well, we all know that Tiffany wrote a book, okay? And so Tiffany is taking her ex-husband to school, law school, that is, to let him know that his defamation lawsuit against her is doomed. It ain't going nowhere. Tiffany responded to William Stewart's lawsuit claiming she lied about him in her book, The Last Black Unicorn, particularly where she accused him of domestic violence. And Dots filed... LA, Tiffany does a little bit of legal gloating, you might say, for herself. She points out that he wanted her to take out some things in the book, but he didn't clarify or correct or retract what statements he wanted taken out before filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So Tiffany admits he reached out to express some concerns, but he never specified what he wanted to change. So translation, nah, you screwed up your lawsuit. You had an opportunity to let me know so I can talk with you about it. But this doesn't mean Stewart's right. case is going away, but it slowed things down dramatically because he has to file additional papers before the lawsuit can go on.
Oh, wow.
So, if you don't file right to back up your case, you might not have one.
Right. You might not want to get a little peanut from two blocks over to the left to be your lawyer. We know he's been through the system a lot, and he might know a lot of things, but he may not know how to handle your case. so, wow, okay. I mean, I see what they're saying, but okay. We're going to see how that one's going to turn out. Let's see if Miss Albright don't get on his side. You know, she always trying to get in the mix or something. So, all right, what we got
somebody
on this, yeah, what we got going on with this Chris Breezy, I want to know what this is. I heard it's something that stems back from Rihanna. I mean, what? Talk to me.
So singer Chris Brown arrested on Florida federal battery charge. So singer Chris Brown walked off stage after his concert in Florida and was handed into the hands of the deputy who arrested him on a felony battery charge involving a nightclub photographer last year. Tampa police released more details about the battery warrant Friday after Brown posted a $2,000 bond to be released from the Palm Beach County Jail. The warrant accuses Brown of hitting Vinnie Ving, who was hired by the club in Tampa to take pictures during a hosted event by Brown in 2017. Vines told officers Brown punched him while he was snapping photos. Brown was gone by the time officers arrived. Vines refused medical treatment but was told the officer that he wanted to prosecute over a minor lip cut. Emails to Brown's agent weren't immediately returned. The entertainer, in the middle of his heartbreak on Full Moon Tour, was scheduled to perform in Tampa Friday night. Brown has been in repeated legal trouble since pleading guilty to felony assault in 2009 against Rihanna. He completed his probation in 2015. In 2013, Brown was charged with another misdemeanor after he was accused of striking a man outside a Washington, D.C. hotel. He was ordered into rehab and was dismissed. Brown spent 2.5 months in custody with U.S. Marshals, shuttling him between Los Angeles and the nation's capital for hearing. After he completed court-ordered anger management classes, Brown was accused of throwing a brick at his mother's car following counseling sessions. And this is all the stuff that they're bringing up from before.
Hold on.
What happened?
What'd you say? He threw a brick at
Brown
who's
was
car?
At his mother's car following a counseling session back in the day.
Oh, Lord. Oh, after a counseling session? Okay. Go ahead. Hey. Shit happens in a counseling session. You talk about some shit you don't want to talk about. Some feelings can come up. You can be feeling some kind of way coming out of a counseling session. I'm just saying. We might have to reevaluate
that is
one.
True.
But go ahead.
True. That's all. That's all. They just keep bringing up all the things that Chris Brown is doing to make their case, you know, against him, you know, saying that he's still a bad boy. But half the time, all the things, every time they bring up his wrongdoing, it just makes fans love him more because they're saying he's doing his restitution. He's taking up for, you know, what he's done. He's in counseling. So they just saying, oh, my God, y'all are just now doing a manhunt against him. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, They kind of got a point in a way. I mean, shit. I mean, if you already went through the court system, you done did your time, you didn't pay your fees, you did your restitution, you did your probation, you did all that stuff, and if it's gone now, it's gone. It should not be able to be brought up again. You already paid your penalty for doing that, so why are they bringing it up again? You dig? Oh, okay. They trying to make it seem like there's a chain and he's not stopping, so... But still, he already paid the price.
Oh, they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to say repeated behavior. So they're trying to say he hasn't learned from all the things that he's done. But people, to me, they got to be careful because they're looking for a come up and they're looking for an out. So this was his come up, and this is, you know, people, they look for out.
Yeah. Right.
They
right.
look for come up.
Well, see,
they
I'm
look
glad.
For, you know, ways to.
Right. I'm glad you cleared that up because you see, I had it all twisted from the rumors I had it at. You dig the gossip lifestyle I was listening to said that, you know, they had brought it back because some stuff he did back when he hit Rihanna. But no, the rumor got crossed where they were bringing up stuff he had did back then and other things. So, so I'm glad you was here to clear that up. Well, I guess he must be not trying to be a bad boy too much, or he's finna go full-fledged, because also rumor has it that Chris Brown just done bought him a $360,000+ armored truck. So not like
absolutely.
A tank, he's talking about, you know, armored vehicle. So, all right, we're going to see what that's all about. We're going to see what that's all about. So, okay, what else we got?
All right, we got Jesse Williams. I know.
Okay.
We got Jesse
Williams.
I want to do it. Okay, Jesse Williams is that light-skinned guy with the pretty eyes who did that becoming speech about black people and how we need to bond together and be one and, you know, take back the world. And then he divorces his girlfriend and starts dating a white girl. He's from the Grey's Anatomy star.
Oh, okay. Okay. I still don't know who that is, but I heard about him. Okay. So what he do now?
Okay, so Jesse Williams is going to request a new trial in his child support case. less than a month after he was ordered to start paying $50K per month. You've heard me, people. $50K per month. The Gray Anatomy star filed docs Friday telling the courts he intends to seek a modification of his child support. In the doc, he says he thinks the judge got it wrong when arriving at a $50K figure. Jesse believes there's insufficient evidence to support that amount. TMC broke the story. Jesse is currently paying his ex, Miss R.N. Drakeley, a total of $100K per month. The other $50K is for spousal support. According to the docs, Jesse firmly believes he's the victim of an error in law, and he is hoping a second bite of the apple will correct it. $100K per month.
Okay. You know, in some cities, that's a house. That's a whole entire house. You could buy a whole house in some places for $100,000 an hour. Yeah, what'd you say, a season? You can buy a house in California in one season. I mean, really, I mean, see, now, to me, I mean, I don't really know the situation, but to me, that sounds like a flaw in the system. If I have to pay you $50,000 a month to take it, you probably should just let the kid come live with me. I'm going to keep it. You probably should just let the kid come live with me. If I got to give you that much money, $100,000 a month, to match my lifestyle, you must come live with me. I'll buy your mama a little guest house in the back. She can live in the garage. Hey. You want to match the lifestyle. The child is supposed to have a lifestyle, not you. You want to match, that's where you got to be. But $100,000? I don't know the situation, but damn. Let's look into this.
We will look into that. I will have more updated news for you guys on Monday when I look into that. Look on the Monstar page. I will have you to give you info on that as well.
Okay. Hey, I got somebody to throw in there. Right, I got somebody to throw in just real quick. It's on television. It's more of just entertainment news. I don't know if you watch The Four at all. Do you watch that with Puffy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my show.
What's the other little lady name? What's that little lady name?
The little lady on there. My gosh. Yeah. Come back to me. I know it.
Right.
Megan Trainor.
I don't know what she do. Okay, who is Megan Trainor? What's she do? Is she an actual trainer or something?
She's a singer.
Oh, wow, she's a singer? My bad. I ain't heard that album. Yeah. I'm a DJ. I need to get involved. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
You said it, I didn't.
But
you said it, I didn't.
Did you get to see last night's episode?
Yes. It was a repeat, but yes, I've seen it.
Oh, that was a repeat? Oh, my goodness. That was a hot show. I really don't get to watch TV that much. I got a chance to check out The Four last night. It was a battle. I think almost, except for what? No, when I tuned in, the first lady got knocked off. You dig? The light skin. I don't know if she's Hispanic.
Yeah, she didn't have that very strong voice. So, yes, I knew she was going to get knocked off. Yeah,
and then the chick that came, the challenger, oh, my goodness, she blew them pipes away.
The
other chick that had no chance.
No.
But anyway.
No.
So then what? Then the other guy challenged, a guy from Cuba. Immigrant came here, you know, he's making life for himself. Very strong voice, great voice. He went against what was the other guy, Graham something?
Jesse?
Something like that. Was that Jesse Graham? Is that his name? Man, he did
it.
Okay, Jesse. Now I'm gonna be honest. I thought the dude from Cuba, I thought the dude was gonna get him. But when Jesse Graham came out and did that rendition of Michael Jackson, and he did that. Y'all know I sound horrible. I sound like a little pit bull breathing, but he murdered that. Oh my goodness! I got up out my seat. I'm like, go on here, Jesse. Get it, Jesse. Do your thing, boy. And then the other guy came and he just couldn't match that. There's nothing you could do to it.
No. But Jesse has been on the floor. He's been one of the beginning. So this is week four. And so no one has knocked him or the rapper off. The other two are new. But Jesse and the girl rapper, they're the original four from the beginning of the show.
Oh, wow. Now, honestly, I'm going to keep it real, though. You tell me how you feel. I thought the rapper girl was going to lose. I thought she was going to lose, but she made it. She pulled it through. What did you think?
Well, you know what? They got a little love-hate for her because she has cancer. And so she's, like, battling every week to come and stay on the show. But she's cold. Mm. Her lyrics, man, you got to, like, watch her. She murders her lyrics. So she's going to be close. Yeah, no. But she murders her lyrics. And, I mean, she's going to be hard. Sheree. She's going to be hard. I know.
Yep.
Sheree, she's going to be hard to beat. So, to me, it's going to be Jesse and Sheree. But the new girl that's up there, I want to see if she can sing without screaming, you know, doing all the screaming, you know, that they're so, us black folks are so used to doing. So it'd be interesting.
Mm. Right. Yeah, see, I keep saying that because that was the line that stood out to me in Sheree's rhymes last night. She said it twice. She said it during her verse, and then she said it right at the end. I think she said, Jesus said, I killed everybody and I didn't even bring a gun. Man, just the way that she did it and how she delivered it, it was cold-blooded. It was cold-blooded. Now, they ain't paying us no money. I'm not endorsing the show, but I'm telling you, I'm endorsing you to go watch it and at least give it a chance, check it out. And, yeah, call into the show and let us know how you feel about how it went down. So all right, what else we got in this entertainment news before we keep moving? We close to the end. I don't even know if we got time for much more music, but what else we got?
Woo! We got Keisha Cole announces pregnancy. Congratulations are in order for Keisha Cole. The songstress announced Thursday that she's expecting her second child, this time with her boo that's 14 years her junior. He's young. Okay. Keisha previously wrote in comment sections, one of Nico's Instagram pictures, I swear I've been getting bigger, but I've been working out. What have you been doing to me? So, yeah, congratulations to the happy couple. I don't know who Nico is. I don't know what he do. But that's a little boo thing. All right, for Keisha Cole and Nico.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. Don't get me wrong. I used to have my little crush on Keisha Cole. I used to follow her closely. So when I came to a decision, I just don't know how long Keisha Cole's relationship is going to last, because Keisha is cold with it. She going to straight cut your ass out as soon as you fall off point. Boy, your pivot foot shake a little bit. Travel, she calling the penalty. and you don't get no free throws with her. Oh, hell no. You going right to the bench. Tech, you out of here. I'm glad to see her happiness. I'm going to keep checking on it and see how long it takes before she cuts his ass out. We're going to see how this one go. But definitely. Big love to Keisha and Keisha and him and their new baby. That's definitely a blessing no matter what. So I definitely hope everything works out.
Mm-hmm.
So we got something else? That's all we got.
Okay, so...
Oh,
no?
Okay.
Some people who went to the... Who is this little Tory Lanez? Is that his
Tory
name?
Tory Lanez.
Okay, well, Tory Lanez is an R&B thug. And he jumped into the crowd and beat up a fan at his show. I will just go to our Facebook page, The Monstars, and you can see the video of what the person does, because it's not letting me see it again. But he begins to fight one of his fans in the audience. So, yeah.
Oh wow!
I don't know who who he is, so I can't be like, oh my god. Mm-hmm. He jumps into the crowd.
He's very big. I should try to see if I got some with Tory Lanez on it. But yeah, he's a pretty established artist. Wow, he jumped off the stage and got at somebody. Now, naturally, because, you know, I don't know the situation. And naturally, I would always say it's never called for an artist to jump off the stage and beat up one of their patrons or one of their fans. But sometimes there'd be people in the crowd that really can get ridiculous, very disrespectful. I can't say me and my group has not jumped off the stage and jumped in somebody's ass before. But never shake a beer and try to shake it on an artist while they're performing. Oh, no. I'm just saying that's what caused us. This guy, he was acting like an ass before we got up there. And then we got up there and we were doing a certain song. Everybody's really into it. This dude just shook his beer up and just started spraying the band with it. Just start spraying all of us with his beer. Like, man, what is you doing, dog? Nah, we put that to an end, though. But so, you know, but wow, for him to jump off the stage and jump on somebody, wow, they must have really been fucking up. Too many shots or something, I don't know. They must have really did something bad, though. Yeah.
Had
you know, there was an artist, there was an artist a few years back that was part of their thing every time at one of their, I think it was, every time at one of his shows, he would always get into it. So then it got to be where he would end up performing and people would end up like running across the stage and stealing on him. I think he got knocked out a couple shows. Yeah.
Oh, good night.
But
that was crazy.
What else? Did you have something else? He said good
night.
That
is all with the who's bumping who and who's bump. Yes, that is all for the entertainment gossip for tonight.
Okay. Well, all right, I'm going to take a breather right quick, and then when we come back, we're going to see what else we have. Oh, no, we still got fashion stuff. All kinds of, man, we ain't got much time.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to do this one right here. This right here song right here is really going big over in the UK. It's an American artist that's doing some big things over in the UK. So check it out. They got a whole tour going on. It's called a Stop Tour. So check it out. This right here, Center, it's called Stop. He's coming in out of Florida. This right here is Monstars Radio Live on a Friday night. International music. It is.
Yeah, it's Sinner. She ruckus. Dead beat. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop, You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop, You claim a gangster, boy, stop. And you know that when we see you, you gon' go on and call the cops. And you know that I'ma run the city, I ain't gonna stop. And you know that I'm a block hustler, trap star, runner, look. Catch me walking down my block like a mailman. Got the work on me and you know that it's for sale, man. Use a salesman sitting behind the desk, man. They call me for work while you calling out of work, man. I don't understand if you such the fucking man. Why them people always brush you off like the Sandman? They yelling scoop and skedaddle, not you again. Listen, man, they heard it all before, you not impressing them. Can't you see that in their eyes that you stressing them? That's why you always by yourself like a specimen. But you're not done, I have a fix for that. Pull your pants up, tie your shoes and fix your fitted cap. Boy, stop. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a figure, point him out, yell it, tell him just stop.
You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling, stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood, boosted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a faker, point them out, yell it. Tell them just stop.
Just stop.
Okay, let's talk about the money makers. Every other word out your mouth is that you getting paper. Yelling stacks on deck, but where your money at? You made it rain in the club, I ain't see that. Okay, you right, I was probably in the back. Posting with a couple goons where you scared to come at. Your money can't buy your respect, I thought you knew that. You the type to get robbed and buy it back. You told them girls you got money, you could take them out. And fuck around and get kicked out your mother's house. You sleeping on the couch, told her it was temporary. Now she's bitter cause it's been a couple years already. She done waited too long for you to motivate. Coming home late every night looking for a plate. Let me help you put your mind in a different state. Them girls will want you more if you had your own place. You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a faker, point them out, yell it, tell them just stop, You ain't a killer, boy, stop. I hear you yelling stacks on deck, boy, stop. I'm in the hood posted, I don't see you on the block. So if you see a faker, point them out, yell it, tell them just stop, You gotta be yourself, don't worry about nobody else. Tell them dudes kick rocks, you don't need their help. Now watch them call you names, spread the word, this dude is lame. You a grown man, tell them you don't play no games. Now you got respect, walking with your head up high. Ignore them haters with your finger when you're flying by. Shit, cause you headed to the top. When you see them boys faking, hating, tell them just stop, just stop.
Yeah, that's Santa, S-R-E, for Street Ruckus Entertainment.
Raise your hands if you're sure.
Shut up, Charles.
Stop that coughing.
Sorry. What we got over there for fashion tip? What's going on with that?
All right, ladies, since it's time, I got some things. I got a few things. So, ladies,
okay.
I'll take the ladies, you take the man, give them some opportunities. So, ladies, tonight's going to be a little warm, so I would say wear some little shorts, you know, either linen, cotton, twill, and polyester. Kind of like wear some cute ones. Try to say, you can wear some denim, but, you know, try to switch it up. Have some color, like some bright color ones on, or, you know, you could have a basic green on with a blousy blouse that's really fun and flirty. Maybe one that crosses over. Maybe the one has big arms. You know, just something that's fun. A nice little sandal or a nice little pump. Or if you just really want to lay back and be chill, put on a little tennis shoe, a dressy tennis shoe. Things you can do. You know, since it's real hot, I would say, you know, do something fun, like a karaoke bar, a stroll at the park. You could do a club if you want to, but be seen tonight. Be seen. Go somewhere and be seen. You know, maybe walk down all around in downtown area, Stone Arch area, and there's a game going on downtown, so go to who's playing? The Timber Puppies, they playing. So just get out. Just have some fun. Go to the park. Go, you know.
You gave so many multiples. I forgot what we were even talking about. She gave y'all like five. And you went some high. You went some pounds. You went some tissues. Or you can go to the bottom. Man, all that blah.
Hey, you better come up with something. Come up with something.
Look.
Hey, come up with something.
Give me a chance. Come on. Look. Look, player, this is what you can wear. Wear some Hennessy. That's what you wear. When you go, wherever you go out, wear some Hennessy. Buy Hennessy. And you're going to be all right. After about three Hennessy, you're going to be looking cute in the motherfucker. I'm just saying, tonight, that's what you wear. It don't matter what type of clothes you got on. No, wear Hennessy tonight. That's what you wear. If you want to go somewhere, take your ass back to the crib. Don't put on no TV, though. Take your ass back to the crib. Put on some Wet, Wet Wednesday Monstrous Radio and let that shit ride. That's what you do on a Friday
night. Are they
night.
By themselves?
Hey, it don't matter. You could be by yourself and still listen
you
to
You going back to your
wet,
house
wet,
listening
wet.
To Wet, Wet Wednesday by yourself. You're going to be playing with yourself. Stop playing.
Hey. Sometimes
so why you
like
with
that
Hennessy grab you, grab you somebody and you know let them enjoy that Hennessy with you and then listen to the Wet Wet Wednesday. Y'all can enjoy the wetness together. Come on, bro, don't have it out there hanging like that. What's wrong with you? It's Friday night. It's Friday Night Live. It ain't sit out
well,
on the chair by yourself.
Didn't,
this ain't Sunday.
Did I not say after three Hennessys you gonna be looking good? Did I not say that? Then I said, if you need somewhere to go, go back to the crib. That's what I said. Now, if you did not know I was implying take her with you, then I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you should be sipping a Miller Lite. Because you might go home and play with yourself after all that Hennessy. Over there.
Well, you know, that's the best way to do it if you ain't, you know, if you don't want to get yourself caught up with a, ooh, no, oh my God, yuck. The hand is very, very well. The toys, get down. What? You good? Oh, you look so good, girl. Yes. So don't even try it. Yes. Amen.
Hey, sometimes it be like that on a Friday night. And a Saturday morning. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Mm-mm.
Stay monstrous. So, all right. Do we have anything else? That's usually our lineup, ain't it?
That's usually our lineup, yeah. The question for you. If you decide to go to karaoke, like, you know, what would be your go-to song that you would sing? Or perform.
Go-to song.
Go-to song.
Oh, my goodness.
To go to.
I got one. I don't even do karaoke. But whenever I go somewhere and this comes on, it doesn't matter what genre or crowd is in there. You do this. Oh, what is the song called? It's by Bon Jovi. I can't think of it. It's a Bon Jovi song. That's what I would say. But I would say if you're going to go do karaoke on a date, I would say try to do something where you guys can do a song together, a duet. I don't care if it's, you know, Snoop Dogg and you do the rap and she does the sing part or you do the sing part, she do the rap. It don't matter. But do something where y'all are doing it together. Now, if she don't want to do it or he don't want to do it, then I tell you, as a guy, if you want to impress her, I don't know, you're going to have to sing some Luther Vandross or you're going to have to take the funny route and sing some En Vogue. Give him something. That song, what is it? Give him something you can feel. Sing that to her. I'm just saying, you might end up getting some pinky points. If you're lucky, you'll get pinky and brownie. But I'm just saying, you might get you some pinky points. What would your go-to song be in karaoke? Karaoke. Are we even saying that right? Karaoke.
It's karaoke, but that's okay.
See?
We can say it that way. My go-to, if I was with a date, I would want to do Ready or Not by the Fugees.
Ready or Not.
If I was singing, Here I Come, You Can't Hide, that one. I would do that one. And then if I was trying to get me some brownie points and some pinky points, I would sing Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace.
Oh, okay. Okay, a little show off. See, you can sing. I can't sing. See, I can't be doing that. The only song I can sing and sound just as good as the original singer is that Gundam style. That's the only one I can do. That outside of that, the vocals ain't gonna match. I'm just telling you, player, the vocals is not gonna match. I try to sing some Trey songs.
What?
I sound like a Deuce song.
If it was an all-black crowd, though, I would go back and do like Brick House or Mary Jane for a black crowd, though. Yeah.
See, you can do that. See, I'd have to go back and do some instrumentals. Yeah, that's what I would have to do. I do karaoke instrumentals. Way back when it was just Quincy Jones. You did. I'm just saying. Duke Ellington.
That's the karaoke you tell it
for
me. Too.
That's the karaoke.
The karaoke, y'all. The karaoke.
However you say it. It sounds like karaoke. A bad tofu. It sounds like a bad tofu virus. It is like some vegans get. I got the karaoke.
I got the karaoke.
Oh, hell no. That's the vegan gout. Okay. So we got a couple minutes left. Do we know any events going on this weekend in the Twin Cities or anywhere else? Let me see. Let me look on old trusty-ass old school book. That's what we call it now. Apparently, it's only old folks on this thing now. Facebook. Everybody on crossed over to some other social media. Little fuckers left me over here. Let me look in my Facebook events. See what we got
Facebook?
This weekend
what?
Near me. Looks like we got some guys and gals bingo. Is that a game or is that actually bingo? No, that's bingo at the South St. Paul VFW. Please leave your gang rags in the car. Let's see, we got a sidewalk sale. That was a joke. Anyways, I'm gonna get beat up. Let's see. Looks like it says the last sidewalk sale got rained out. She said, uh-huh.
He said it, y'all, not me. Stop playing.
Been with you, right. Second annual Liberian Entertainment Dependence Weekend. Let's see what else they got going on. The 2019 Essence Music Festival. That's going on, but that's in New Orleans. New York, they got day three, the Faith List Awards Gala, hashtag Paul 2018, their main event. It's going to be on July 14th. Those are coming up. This festival is the fourth. Look, I'm all screwed up. Don't listen to me. Do not show up to none of those events. You'll be mad. With your gang rags.
Just stop.
Anyways.
Oh, just stop.
I know.
Just throw in your rags. Just throw them in right now. Throw them in.
Because
you're crapping out, dog. You're crapping. Just throw it in. Just throw your rags in. Throw the red, throw the blue, throw the black, throw the green, baby, because you done messed it all up on the scene. I'm just saying, just y'all don't listen. Just go to your old Facebook and go to your events and figure that out for yourself.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right, right.
Just get out, have fun, enjoy one day at a time. Just get out, enjoy, have fun one day at a time, and be safe.
Okay. All right. I ain't got no last words, but I got a last track to try to squeeze in. Check it out. This is some more Center. Double play on my way up out of here. This is Sexercise, Monsters Radio, Friday night.
Hey.
Yeah.
I need to get some of that. Just up for anybody, anyone? Exercise? No? Okay.
Girl, I just fantasize, you know it.
Sweating all on your jail, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yeah.
And now I got something to prove.
Yeah.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner, I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby, I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more, I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl,
go.
I just fantasize, you know what it is. And I'm a sexercise, your body, body, baby.
Girl,
we
can
by what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Memorize everything on your body, baby. You gotta sexercise, sweating all on your body, baby. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, baby. We gonna sexercise, sweating all on your body, baby.
I'm doing curls with
the